allowing us to be here and to learn of him this morning. Before we begin, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer, asking God to be here with us. Lord in heaven, thank you, God, so much for today. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, and thank you that we can be here together to worship you this morning. And Lord, I pray that as we are here, that we would worship you in truth. And Lord, we just pray that you would be here with us. We invite you to be here, and we want your presence to be with us this morning. Lord, I pray that you would be with me as I share, and pray that you would be with the others that share as well. And we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. For this morning, I would like to, for a short devotional, I would like to look at a topic that I won't be able to cover in the 15 or 20 minutes of me sharing. It is a topic that is way bigger than anything that I can share here today. We could have message after message after message on this topic. For a title this morning, I have chosen the title of The Testimony of God. And we can see the testimony of God throughout the Old Testament. We can see the testimony of God throughout the New Testament. We can see the testimony of God living among us here today. In the Old Testament, the testimony of God often translates as his degrees, the laws, or the witness of his actions. And we can see that through his spoken word, moral commands, and interventions. It is a permanent record on God's character. And I don't know if testimony is the right word. That's what I'm calling it this morning. Maybe we could call it the character of God that shines bright. In Exodus chapter 31, right before Moses delivered the Ten Commandments there. I'm just going to read it here. Verse 18 says, "And he gave," that is God, "and God gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God." And we all know what the Ten Commandments are. That was a form of a testimony of God to the children of Israel. I had to think, what is a testimony? A testimony is something that evidence is given. The evidence of God was given to the children of Israel through the Ten Commandments. This is who I am. I know might be a little bit different way of looking at it. Sure, it is a command of God, but more than that, this is God, this is who I want you to be. I want you to be like me. And that was a witness to the children of Israel. I want to look at a few different examples of that. The Psalms is also full of the testimony of God as well. Psalms 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. The simple heavens, as we know it, is very complicated. But to God, they are just, he just made it. Like, yeah, it's not complicated to God. And that is a testimony of, it's a silent testimony. It's not a vocal, it's just silent. And that declares the glory, the power, and handiwork of God. We can learn from it. We can learn from creation. We can learn faithfulness. We can learn lots of things through just the simple firmament and creation. That's two examples in the Old Testament. I would like to also look a little bit into the New Testament. When Jesus was baptized, we have a vocal testimony of God. I'm going to just read that passage there, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And when Jesus was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So the testimony that Jesus had in this case was, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And can God say that of us? You know, as born-again believers, we all are children of God. We are God's children. We are joint heirs with Christ. And can God say, "Dean, I am well pleased with you"? Can God say that about me? "Josh, I am well pleased with you"? Fill in the blanks, any one of us. Can God say that of us? He says that again just a few chapters later. In Matthew chapter 17, this is the transfiguration, and he also adds something else in here. I'm just going to cut in here, 17 verse 5. "While yet he spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And again, another vibrant testimony that God has of Jesus. And we would do very well to align our lives so that way God can say that of us. As far as practically looking at a witness or a testimony of God in our lives, my mind went to 1 John. And 1 John is very practical. I'm going to read a few verses here in 1 John chapter 5. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. That word witness there translates as, or another word for that would be testimony. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness or testimony in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. And I know we often look at those verses as a scriptural background for the Trinity, but I would like to look at them as a testimony of God to us. Verse 9 says, if we receive the witness of men, or if we receive the testimony of men, the witness or testimony of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given us to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So do we bear witness, do we bear testimony that of God in our lives? It says we're supposed to have that. And there's lots of things that we can look at here this morning. Moving back to the Old Testament, I'm just going to reference a few scriptures. Leviticus 11:44, Leviticus 19:2, and Leviticus 20, verse 7, they all say, be ye holy, for I am holy. We serve a holy God, and God, the testimony of God is holy. And we are supposed to live a life full of surrender to being holy completely unto God and Christ. 1 Peter also says that. 1 Peter 1:16 says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. The testimony of God is holy. What is our testimony today? Matthew, in the book of Matthew, it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. What all does that mean? As I was thinking about it, it does not necessarily mean that we will never sin because we are perfect. But when a sin is made known, we're very quick to make it right. So being perfect in Christ, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And I would like to put a challenge to myself as well as to all of you that our lives have to bear witness of God. Our lives have to bear witness of what God is doing in us, and we have to have a testimony of it. We have to have a testimony of being pure, being holy, and all of the things that Christ has asked us to do. That is one of the ways that we can share the Word of God with others. As I was thinking about it, my mind went to a song that we sang when I was in sixth grade in a private school. And that goes like, we are the only Bible that the world may ever read. The lives that we live must match up to the words that we speak. And we must be one with Jesus in all that we do, so that by our lives, our testimony, the world might see Christ. And that is a tremendous responsibility for each one of us. It can be, and as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, you know, our everyday lives, I think probably a fair amount of us work or run into people throughout the day. What do they remember us? How do they remember us? What do they think of when they think of Josh? What do they think of when they think of you all? And I hope and pray that my life and all of our lives can be evidence given that there is a God, that there is a God who loves us, and that there is a God who cares about us, and that he cares about them as well. So that is the short devotional that I have for us this morning. So God bless you all as you strive to be a living testimony for God this week.